When they say get back, we say fight back. Fist up. When they say get back, we say fight back.
Black men are an endangered species in these United States of America, and that has been the case for a very long time.
Politicians, faith leaders, community groups, and activists gathered Friday at the corner of 36th Street and 9th Avenue. It's the site where Timothy Kaufman was stabbed to death earlier this week. During the event, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams held up a knife to emphasize his words.
That knife may have pierced the back of Timothy, but it has pierced the body of our community and has sent shockwaves through every black man that you see here. And all of us are here today, not only to voice our outrage, but we want our government on a national level to make a comment on the seriousness of this.
President Trump has been silent on the killing as of Friday afternoon. Trump was also criticized by New York City Councilman Robert Cornegie Jr. for the political climate he says has emboldened hate groups around the country.
His rhetoric has brought them from the shadows to the point that they can be blatantly racist and not only say that they do not like black people, but kill indiscriminately.
The number of hate groups in the U.S. rose for a second year in a row in 2016, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And about 19% of the hate crimes that took place in the first 3 months after Trump's election targeted African Americans. I asked Kenny Carter what more New York City could be doing to fight hate crimes. He leads a group called FAITH, which stands for Fathers Alive in the Hood.
We need to communicate more.
In what way?
Just like we're doing now. We're speaking with one another. There's a lot of people that don't even want to talk with each other. They'll walk by each other every day.
Trevor Hudson was one of a few younger faces in the crowd. He's 17.
I was very hurt because it could have been me.
A larger protest in honor of Kaufman was planned for Friday night, including a march from Union Square to the site where he was killed. In New York, I'm Kyle Mackey.